What's the first like Christmas movie you guys think of? Like what just pops to your head?
Elf, easily.
Really? Oh no, Polar Express.
I gotta go with Elf though.
Yeah,
I've never seen Elf.
Get the what? What's going on, everyone? We are L2L, and welcome to episode 8 of the podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Music, Spotify, and subscribe on YouTube. How we doing, everyone?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Great.
It's an early morning.
Well, I didn't fall asleep till like 8. I just couldn't. I don't know why. I just couldn't.
I'm liking the glasses.
I know. I just had to tonight. But I literally tonight. I don't know. Sit tonight. That's how tired I am. Dude. That's literally how tired I am.
He's out of it.
I just couldn't sleep. I don't know why. No reason. I didn't do anything last night.
Yeah.
Just watch movies.
I don't think anyone did anything this weekend. Am I wrong?
I've been
Just been vibing, yeah. No.
I told Seb yesterday, I was like, look, I love the vibe of the house this weekend. Nobody's doing anything at all.
I was like, same.
Sat in my room and played video games the whole weekend.
Yeah, it was like a relaxed.
Yes, much needed.
I was sick.
Yeah.
But
it was raining. It was raining all weekend.
Yes. Storming. I think that was probably the main reason people were like, yeah, I'm not moving.
I was like, it's time to watch Twilight. I mean, yes. Got to. Yeah.
You know what? You know what's crazy too is like being from the Midwest, you can go outside when it rains a little bit because like it doesn't rain that hard. Like, well, it does, but it's in like different spurts. Like it'll rain really hard and it'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I've never seen it rain that hard for that long. Like, no joke, 24 hours plus, it rained hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. Well, like, you couldn't go outside.
Downtown was flooded. Yeah. Flooded. It was insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, tsunami. Yeah, literally. What's it called in Miami? Tropical?
Tropical storm.
Yeah.
This one was called Tropical Storm Alex, apparently. I don't know who names, like, gives these names. It's like, Tropical Storm Daniel.
Daniel.
Like, I have no idea. But.
Well, last weekend, like we said, was pretty relaxing. But this upcoming weekend, we've got GovBall. I know out of this group, me and Seb are going. Pretty excited. Pretty nice lineup. And it's in New York. I've never been. I mean, I went when I was little, but like nobody remembers that stuff.
And no storm over there, too.
Yeah, no storm.
Supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
Have you been, Super Seb? Nice.
To GovBall?
To New York.
Oh, no.
No,
I mean,
no,
yeah.
Hello?
Bro.
Pick one, bro.
No, actually, I have. I've been there, but like since I was like a baby.
Yeah.
New York is fun. I went for my 19th, no, either my 19th or 18th birthday. So fun.
Really?
And I went in December, so it was nice and cold. It was like the first time experiencing Christmas. Like Christmas, kind of like a Christmas vibe.
Bro, that's like every Christmas movie you've ever seen.
Yeah, it was insane.
All I can think of.
I had the best time. New York is so much fun. And I can only imagine going like with a friend group.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first like Christmas movie you guys think of? Like what it just pops to your head?
Elf, easily.
Really?
Oh no, Polar Express.
Really? What'd you say, pal?
Home Alone.
Oh, Home Alone. Yeah, that's a good one. I gotta go with Elf, though.
Yeah.
I've never seen Elf.
Get the... What?
I have never seen Elf. I've always wanted to see it. I've never seen it. Isn't that crazy?
Bro, we need to watch that, like, today.
It's like the
Are
best.
You for real?
I swear, yes.
Should we do that after this podcast? Just, like, sleep? And
yes. I can't believe you've never seen Elf.
I've seen little clips here and there, but I've never fully seen the movie.
It's like saying you've never had pizza.
Yeah. Straight up, I've never seen Elf before.
Wow,
guys.
Liz. And you love movies, too. That's why that's surprising.
I love Christmas, and I love movies, so...
Yeah. Wow.
Need to watch Elf. We should watch it right after this.
Are there any other blockbuster movies you've never seen that we need to get off the table?
I don't know, mention them. I mean, I've seen like a few movies, but I've never seen Elf.
I've seen Home Alone.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
I've seen Home Alone.
Okay. What's the other movie I'm thinking of? Christmas movie. Grinch. Have you seen The Grinch?
No.
I've seen The Grinch.
I was about to say.
But I don't remember it too well, so it's like I've never seen it.
I don't believe that.
She's like trying to make up for it. She's like, yeah, I've seen it.
I don't remember much from The Grinch, though.
Okay, there's two movies we definitely need to watch. We have a theater room in the house, so we're going to make that happen.
Yes. That'd be so fun. Imagine like movie night, like every like Friday or something. We have.
I'm telling you, we have so much stuff we need to do here. a movie night. What was the other one?
Video games.
Video game night where we play like Smash Gaming. Bros.
That'd be so fun.
Come on now. So lit.
Right.
Pal, have you been to New York? Did you say you have?
Yeah, I lived there for like 2 years.
Oh, so. Yeah. You no said way. You went to school there, right?
Yeah. Oh, I went wow. to college there.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. You're going to have so much fun. I love going with people when it's like their first time. Like that's like my favorite plan to like take them to all the spots and you have to walk.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
What's your favorite spot? Like if it was my first time, where would you take me?
I would literally start like Central Park.
Central Park.
And then walk all the way down. Like I walk like everything. Of course, you have to go to Times Square. You have mm-hmm. to walk Fifth Ave. And you have to go to Soho, NoHo. Then like the Financial District. And then you end walking the Brooklyn Bridge. Mm. Like I would do breakfast in Central Park. And then mm. you end the day.
See, that's what I love about New York. That you can walk everywhere. Like I love walking. I hate driving places. Like having to like living in Miami is fine because I love the weather and stuff, but what I really just don't like is having to drive everywhere.
Yeah.
You need a car here.
Like in Spain, same thing. Like Spain, you can literally walk everywhere, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of, I mean, Barcelona.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah.
Right?
I would live there happily.
I know, me too. We should move there.
All I can think of for New York is Spider-Man.
What?
All I can think of for New York is Spider-Man. Like, I feel like I'm going to look up and just see him, like...
You might. You
might just, yeah.
No, literally. Like, that's no, all actually, I can think of about might. New York.
You might.
It's all, that's all the
Spider-Man.
Knowledge I have about New York is Spider-Man.
And pizza. New York pizza is so
facts.
GoPuff pizza. Do they have GoPuff in New York?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
I need it.
Okay, so we got GovBall this weekend in New York. Obviously, we're excited about that. Tonight, we're going to go salsa dance.
Jalen says
he knows I do know how to salsa, bro.
Maybe you should give the viewers a little,
a little preview.
No, this is a podcast.
A little snippet.
I'm not getting up.
A little taste.
Maybe we'll add like a video of Jalen.
Do y'all know how to salsa?
No. I can improvise, I guess, but no.
Me defiendo.
Like exactly. Spanish, exactly. You know? Me defiendo, but I don't know.
I can... Does that make sense in English? Like defend myself in a sense, like I can fake it, you know, that I count in my
Is head. That what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you know enough to be okay, but not like
How you say that? What'd you say?
Me defiendo.
Me defiendo. Is that what you said? Did I say it right?
Yeah. Me defiendo.
Me defiendo.
I learned left and right this weekend. Esquerda.
Y derecha.
Derecha.
No, izquierda.
Esquerda.
Derecha.
Derecha.
Come on, Jalen. You're practically a Latino at this point.
I've always yep. actually wanted to learn how to salsa dance.
Yo soy el sexy so. Enfermero.
Salsa is so fun. I want to be like learning learning how to dance like professional salsa. Just like professional like Latin dance. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't fun. Know it that well. Like not, I'm probably like y'all, like I can improvise, but
like imagine being a professional Latin dancer. Oh my God, such a flex. Have you
Maybe
seen those people it. Perform?
Maybe it's killing it.
It's insane.
What's y'all's favorite type of dance?
Hip-hop.
I like ballet.
Ballet?
Like doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Word.
I like kind of like house dancing. It's because it's kind of easy. All you gotta do is that.
my favorite move ever.
I taught you.
Shout out to Sed.
I taught you.
Well, I didn't realize this was like the cool thing to do. And now I can just do this anywhere. Anytime I hear EDM music, I'm just like this.
Can you guys hear my... Have you guys like you guys hear my room?
Oh, that was another thing I was gonna say. Yesterday, Sebastian turned his room into a DJ
I didn't
set,
see it.
Like club
fog machine.
He literally
you have a fog machine.
The funniest, I swear,
you have
the
to invite us in there,
ever.
Dude. Hello.
I'm sitting on my game. I get a snap from Seb. I'm like, bro, what is this man snapping me about? We live in the same house. I check it. This man's literally at his mixing table in his room. And all of a sudden, I see a bunch of smoke come in. And so I'm like, did someone just hit a vape for your Snapchat? He's like, no, dude, come to my room. And I come over there. He's literally got a whole DJ set up and a fog machine. He turns on the fog machine and all the lights are going. I'm like, damn, I'm back at EDC.
Not the fog machine. I love it. I don't know something about fog machines I've always loved.
I have one back home, too.
Like when I was a kid, I wouldn't go buy one for no reason, just like. Put it on.
They are dope.
I just love it. I don't know what it is.
We need to get like 5 of them and throw a house party.
That'll be so fun. Yeah. We nice. Should.
But if you guys see smoke coming out of my room, it's not on fire. I got a fog machine. Yeah, you guys should come check it out after, maybe.
He says maybe.
he's like, please come look.
Are we doing that or are we watching Elf? Which one?
Let's do both.
Maybe we go watch Elf with the fog machine on. Get the full experience.
We're watching Elf and Seb is in there mixing. We're like, this to Elf.
Oh my gosh.
Nah, but last night, I think it was yesterday sometime, I put us like, I had it on all day, so it was so foggy in my room, we couldn't even see.
Oh my gosh. You're funny,
so
bro.
So random.
I turned it on once in my house, in my room, for a video, and my smoke detector went off.
Did it go off?
Turn it off.
I thought it doesn't detect it, though. I thought it just, like, vaporizes.
No, mine detected it, yeah.
Sheesh.
Very well.
I might grab it, and, like, when you guys are, like, sleeping, like, aim it to your room so your room gets all foggy.
Wakes up confused.
It's actually a good idea. That'd be a good prank.
Athena would freak out, dude.
Damn, I won't do it too. When she's like gone on vacation, I'll do it to you.
When she's gone.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of vacation, what's everyone's summer plans? Anything big? Obviously, we got, you know, work stuff as content creators. Actually, here's a better question. In high school, or like when you were in school, I won't say college because like everybody knew what to do for college, like Padre or, you know, go turn up. But like in high school, what was the number one thing y'all looked forward to in the summer?
Just going to the beach with my friends.
Yeah.
No school.
I think I'm going to have to agree with that. The no school thing.
Yeah. Like sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
Stay up.
Yeah. Oh, I had cheer camp. So I would always look forward to that. That was like going away, and that was fun.
Mine was baseball, because we played baseball in the summer in Iowa. So literally in high school, we would finish in like late May, and then instantly we'd have like our first game while we were still in school, and then play all through summer until the next school year.
Damn.
So, but I missed baseball probably the most out of summer, for sure.
Or like summer camp,
yeah.
Like anything, like it could be like a tennis summer camp, just stuff like that.
Oh, I always wanted to attend a summer camp.
You guys ever play tennis? You guys ever play tennis?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
We should play.
I just started, but I think I'm pretty good for like starting.
Nothing.
Tennis is fun.
I love tennis. It is really hard though.
Yeah.
When you like get good and stuff.
I think golf is the most fun sport that like. You can suck at and still have fun.
I think baseball is the most fun.
Baseball's so fun.
Well, we should give it a try. We should have like a sports day.
Like a field day.
Yeah.
That would be so fun. We should do that.
Soccer one day.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Let's do it.
Wiffle ball.
Teams.
Wiffle ball? Bruh, don't even get me started. Wiffle ball was like, we played competitive tournaments in my backyard.
Yeah, it was so fire. I was like, that's what one of my summer camps was mostly, was a wiffle ball summer camp. We had tournaments.
You guys know what wiffle ball is? Wiffle ball? Do you guys know what that is?
No, what is that?
It's like baseball with the wiffle ball.
Oh, okay.
Like a plastic ball.
Mm-hmm.
That could be fun.
Yeah, so it's like shorter baseball.
Okay. Ah,
because a wiffle ball doesn't go as far.
Oh, okay, cool. I've never heard of that before.
It's like those little, you guys know what a wiffle ball looks like?
No. I'm imagining
it's like the little white ball, and it's plastic, and it's got like holes in it. So like,
oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Fun stuff. All right. Well, sports. Since we're on the topic, I guess, what sports did everyone play? Anybody? Sports?
Volleyball and dance. And oh, I was in track too. Track and field.
Nice.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How?
I danced, and I was a cheerleader all of high school.
You were a cheerleader?
I was captain.
No way! Hey, that's so cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It was fun.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Do you guys call cheerleading like a sport?
Yes.
I would agree with that. I was just
asked if I was about to.
I was about to agree with that. I just wanted to see if anyone here didn't agree with that.
I was in cheerleading in middle school, and they put me as a base. And I was. So they put me as a base because I was tall, but I was skinny. So I thought I was gonna be a flyer. Right. But when they put me as base, I was like, "Hell no!" And I left.
That's who holds them up, right?
Yeah. I was like, absolutely not.
What's so bad about that? Like, cause they like
fall. I was just scared.
It's hard.
You have to lift them, and if they fall on
If they fall, you know.
Yeah. I was a bass.
Like, you were a bass.
And then I acted like I couldn't. I was like, oh, I can't. And then they had to make me a flyer.
They had to make
me
a flyer.
And then I was a flyer all of
time. That's what I should have done.
So like, if there's drama in the team, like the bass person, like just pretend like the bass person had beef with like the flyer. They could just like let them go.
Yeah.
On purpose. I mean.
Damn. I bet that's actually that happens all the time. I feel like so much
that happens all the time. I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. People are evil.
People are evil. Speaking of that, I don't know.
Did you play any sports?
Yeah, we're still on this topic. I play like basketball, soccer, flag football, not tackle football. Flag football is really fun.
Flag football is fun.
Football is super fun.
I was a quarterback in junior high. For my flag football team, and we sucked. But no, we didn't suck. This is why we didn't suck. I'm not trying to be cocky, but I didn't throw the ball. I was quarterback, so I didn't throw the ball at all. It was so easy just to run each play.
Yeah.
I just ran each play.
Okay.
But kind of like all the sports besides like golf and stuff like that. But
yeah.
What about you?
Just the core four: basketball, baseball, football, and ran track.
Track.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Fast. My mom thought I should have swam instead of played basketball, which I agree.
My dad always wanted me to be a swimmer, too.
I'm a really good swimmer.
I wish I did water polo, though. Because everyone's so, like, ripped.
Oh. So that's your reason as to why you wish you did?
Yeah, like, I would be so
okay.
Right? Right?
I don't know. I don't. Would I?
Yeah.
No. I don't think I would do water polo.
I just feel, but like, it's honestly, that's hard. I'm not a good
Yeah, no, it too. Would be hard Most for sure.
Best swimmer, so I don't think that would work out.
What do you guys think the hardest sport is? Water I'm gonna polo. Go ahead and so I'm gonna go ahead and say it. It's probably baseball.
Yeah, maybe like wrestling. I don't know. No, is that easy? Oh.
I mean, it's not. No, I don't. I wouldn't say any sport is easy. But it's almost like scientifically proven that baseball is the hardest sport. I want to say it's like 0.4 seconds to respond. Like your brain has 0.4 seconds to trigger and respond to hitting a baseball. Especially like in the MLB, like, because we're talking like, you know, probably the best of the best. They throw, 100 miles per hour. So yeah. 0.4 seconds. It's
freaking insane.
Sheesh. Unless you're throwing or pitching, then we'll have like 0.8.
That's fair, because that's still probably like 85.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but honestly, I think lacrosse is probably like one of the hardest sports.
Lacrosse is hard too.
The it's kind of.
See, but then golf too. Like golf is definitely statistically one of the hardest sports as well.
Ping pong. Just as hard.
Ping pong. Chess.
Chess is,
chess is complicated.
It's all mental. Mental math.
Yeah.
I was actually in the chess team.
Were you?
Yeah. For like, just.
Can you imagine Seb?
I don't know how I made it. I think they needed
people. Dude, this man did everything in high school, bro. Like, everything.
No, I just think they needed people because no one would do it.
Oh my God.
And so you're like, oh, I'll do it.
Yeah, I think I needed to.
It's kind of just how Seb is, I feel like. Seb's just like, yeah, I'll do it.
I think I needed to.
I was not on the chess team. I should have, to be honest.
What about like the spelling, like the spelling bee or anything?
Oh, absolutely not.
I was really, really, really bad at school.
Really?
Yeah. Like really bad.
Were you bad because like you were like just like or you just didn't
like
try?
Yeah, I feel like there's two types of being bad at school. Yeah. There's the type where like you don't try because you just don't care, or it's like you really just like can't focus and you know what I mean? Like it's hard. Like school's hard.
I think it was like honestly a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like it was like I was so because I did sports. So,
right.
I mean, for cheerleading, it was like every single day practice for like 3-4 hours and games every Friday, sometimes weekends. So I think I was just like I would get home so exhausted that I didn't want to do homework. So I would like do the homework for every class in the class before every class.
Oh, I feel that.
So then I wouldn't even pay attention to the class. Yeah,
you wouldn't even know what you're doing.
So it was just like. About. Yeah. I think that was like that.
Yeah, I just didn't care. I never wanted to be in school. I was usually sleeping. I would bring a blanket and a pillow to my classes, and there's actually footage of me completely wrapped up like a burrito in the back. And
I used to see that.
Sit in the back of my English class. My English teacher didn't. My English. What's up with my English? Did your English teachers ever like you guys?
I loved my English teacher, but I don't know if they liked
me. I mean, like, I had like a good experience with some of my English teachers, but the majority of them were like just like. What was you guys' like favorite subject?
Math.
History.
History, but I've always loved my math teachers.
Math teachers are always the best.
They were the worst.
I can't relate. God. They were the worst for me, yeah.
That's probably because I liked math, though. I hated history.
I loved math.
I hate history and English.
My history teachers were always the best, but I loved math. That's true.
History teachers are always so chill.
Yeah, they're always because essentially, young, like their job is to storytell, like pretty much. Fun. I mean,
it's no, just I had a horrible history teacher.
Really? Mm-hmm. Damn, that sucks.
A few.
Really? Wow.
My math teacher is like.
Oh, all my math teachers were OGs.
Same.
I love geometry.
Flashbacks.
No, mine were great. Yeah. And I was always really bad at math, so I would make sure that I was like super like best friends with the teacher. Mm. And they would always let me retake tests, redo homework.
Smart girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But only in math.
Yeah. I was valedictorian in high school. Wow.
Definitely not.
What about science? Anyone a little scientist?
Science was okay.
I love science. Science was probably my second favorite, for sure.
I wasn't like a huge fan of science, but it was all right.
What was the worst subject for you guys?
English and history. Yeah. I hate both of them.
English and history.
Mine would, I think it was like religion.
You guys had religion?
I went to a Catholic school.
You guys okay. So like mass and, okay.
Like the class of like, it was called like ethics and then like, I don't know. It was like a different, but it wasn't like on the Bible. It was just like. I don't know. It was so bad.
You went to you say Catholic school? Yeah, Catholicism can be like that sometimes.
Yeah, here in Chaminade, shout out.
What else subjects were we missing? I feel like we're missing like
PE.
PE was fun. And I would always, my PE teachers, I don't know why, they always liked me. So I would be the one like leading the warm up. They'll be like, Liz, to the front. I'll be like, yeah, I got you. And I'll be like, everybody follow me. PE was fun.
Was fun.
I can't think of any either. I mean, there's obviously like the other classes you didn't have to take, but you did. Like there's like we had like cooking and.
Electives. Is that where you learned how to cook?
No, I learned everything from my mom. So there was like what was that class called? It was like family consumer science, where it was like everything was about like. Like we did sewing in that class, like
what?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Wow. I'm telling you, random stuff.
I didn't do any
so
of that.
Random.
What about counseling class? You guys had that?
Nope.
Oh. That's kidding.
I did ceramics. That was fun.
Pottery, I always wanted to do ceramics.
Like the class.
Yeah.
That was my fave.
Well, we had journalism, we had a yearbook class and a newspaper class.
I was in film and dance. That was pretty much all I did. Film.
Mm.
Film was so fun.
We had a class where, I forget what it was called, but it was literally all we did was sit on Excel sheets and learn how to use Microsoft Excel.
I took that course in college.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think any of the classes really helped with being a creator. I mean, if anything, maybe it was just because like we were creative, but I don't think... any of the classes.
I think math.
Math?
Because, like, think about it. Like, I don't know. I relate to me. It's like, how do I say this? It's like, oh, okay, I got another comment. What do you do? Plus one. You added. It's all adding. And writing. You have to write your captions, right? How do you know how to spell? Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
Journalism, maybe. Yeah, I mean, that's what I majored in, though. So,
oh, okay.
But like, journalism is completely different from. I would say the only thing journalism really helps me with is being able to tell a story, because that's what you do in journalism. You write, you tell stories, whether it's about a company or whether it's about a person. You learn how to tell stories, write them.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
It's kind of what we do.
Which is kind of what we do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They should have like a social media class. I bet they do
now. I'm sure they do now. Yeah.
I actually heard you could actually get into college now with like.
There's a TikTok college. TikTok.
There's no way.
Bro. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I just seen it on Google the other day.
Now I'm going there.
It literally said kids are getting scholarships for TikTok. I don't think the app's going to be around long enough for people to be getting scholarships.
I don't know why people think that the app's not going to be around long enough, though. Why?
I know it will be. I just don't think it's going to be a staple forever. Like,
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it is.
I feel like it is, to be honest. I mean, like, TikTok is bigger than everything right
now. Bigger than NASA.
No, I mean, like, you know, YouTube, like, when you go on the App Store, it's TikTok that's first. And then it's YouTube, and then it's, like, Instagram, and then it's everything else. I would just be very surprised if it wasn't a forever thing. I mean, before, when TikTok was first starting up, definitely temporary. I was like, no, this is sus. Like, this is...
I think I can agree. I think what I'm looking at more of right now is from a creator aspect, and it's very oversaturated right now.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, there's a lot of people trying to become content creators, and so the the market, the algorithm is overflowing with people who are trying to make content creating their profession. And so from my perspective, that's why I keep thinking, like, man, like, it's hard as a creator right now because there's so many people trying to do it.
That is true.
Everyone. Mm-hmm. Basically, I mean, everyone's on the app.
I mean, it's our fault. We keep telling people to do it.
No, but I think, like, in that case,
don't do it.
It's like kind of like I've always said this, like, there's room for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like people who are just starting or think they want to do it, you know, it's going to be like in a year or two, like, you're going to see the people who actually want to do it and they're going to still stick with it, which is like most of us did stick with it. And then the people who are going to be like, okay, this is definitely like not what I thought it would be. So I think right now it's like it feels that way because everybody's trying to test the waters and see like, oh, it's easy. Oh, but I feel like it's going to get like, it's going to be who actually likes it.
And yeah, for sure.
Sticks with it. Exactly.
Because I feel like that's the... You got to stick with it and be consistent. So
it's a matter of being able to separate yourself, just like anybody who's great at anything.
Mm-hmm. What makes you guys want to stick with content creating? What makes you guys like want to continue doing this?
This. No, I don't know. Just like the friendships you gain from this, just all the opportunities you get to do. I mean,
it's not a bad life we live.
Facts.
Just everything, you know? Bless.
I think the reason I stick with it is because, kind of like Seth was saying, I mean, the opportunities are endless, you know, from creating content to attending events to, I mean, you can do everything as a content creator.
And you can branch out from it.
So it leads you to so many different paths that you never, like, you might have never thought were possible. You get to, you know, be adventurous with your talents and use things that normal careers don't always get to use. So I would say that, but then also, like, it's been a blessing to me. So I'm just going to continue to use it as a blessing and provide for me and my future family with the opportunities I've been presented with. And also to be the blessing to people who need it most. I know a lot of people like us, we have people who look up to us. Like, we might be a quote unquote idol or influence to somebody who really needs us in their life. And so that kind of motivates me to continue to keep pushing out content that people not only want to see, but also might need to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Facts.
Same.
Yeah.
I think it's like, for me especially, it was like, I was a cheerleader and whatever, but I never had friends. I always grew up a little weird. So for me, it was just like my space to do what I want to do. And if I get that chance to connect with people, then that's awesome. And I've always wanted to be an actress and this and that, but it's like, you get to create your own opportunities on your own platform. So I think that's like the biggest thing right now. Like, you don't need if you want to act or if you want to sing or if you want to do anything, you don't need anybody's help. It's just you and your talent and the camera, and everybody can see it. So
I think for me it's honestly just like a habit at this point. I mean, like, I've always been doing it, so it's just like kind of like my outlet. And exactly what you said, you can just do it all yourself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't need nobody. And then you have people supporting you on the other side of the screen. Like, what? That's insane.
So rapid fire questions. Liz, you got it. We'll go down the line.
I believe this was my fifth birthday, and we had a birthday party for me. And all my family came over. We had like a bouncy house in my backyard. And I believe it was Hannah Montana themed. And that was the best time ever. That was for me.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. How about you guys?
I think mine would be, honestly, just any time when I was little going to Disney World was like my all-time high.
Seb. Okay.
Yeah.
Just being. Seb.
Mine would probably be probably my wiffle ball summer camp. It was so much fun. I don't know, just, you know, that feeling. I don't know. Like,
nah, I know exactly what you mean.
Like, especially like, you know, as a kid, summer, wiffle ball. Had those like popsicles. It was
taking fire. Back now. Mine was probably travel baseball. USSSA travel baseball. So I was about from the age like 10 to like 13, 14 every summer.
Did you ever play on like the Field of Dreams?
No.
Oh well, you played over there, huh? Did you travel like a lot or not?
Oh yeah, we traveled a bunch. A bunch. We won the World Series when we were 10.
Fire.
Yeah.
Okay. What scares you? Me? Everything. Like, I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared of flies. I'm scared of going too fast. So, yeah.
The podcast.
The podcast.
No.
Yeah, no.
What scares me? Probably sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis?
Because I've had it one time and I just can't. There's no chance.
I would say I probably have thalassophobia, which is fear of like the deep ocean.
I saw a TikTok video on that recently.
Dog.
That's so funny. I'm going to send you all those videos.
No, I would cry.
I was watching 2012 last night. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
When the World Ends. Boat. Crazy.
What scares me? Damn. I think what scares me the most is probably being scared.
What?
Does that make sense to you guys? So weird.
I knew you were about to say that.
Yeah?
I'm not even joking. Like, that is so weird.
Seb, I guess. You know?
I was like, what if she said? I bet you, like, I was just, like, in my head picturing this. Like, what if she said, like, what scares me? Whatever you just said.
Yeah. Yep.
Facts.
So weird. Mm-hmm. Favorite song of the week. I'm just gonna say Jack Harlow or something.
How did I know you were gonna say that, bro? Mine is Million Little Miracles by Maverick City.
Mine is I'm between two. It's the New Moon song from the New Moon soundtrack. I don't know why I'm listening to that right now. And Hadley's Comet by Billie Eilish.
Hmm. Mine is Todo by Morelli. My man. It came out this week.
What's that one song from the Stranger Things everyone's talking about?
Oh.
What's it called? You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The deal with God.
Yeah.
Ooh, of course I get this question. Favorite workout? I think I'm going to have to say, okay, well, I do weightlifting every day, five days out of the week, but I think boxing is probably my favorite workout.
I've been wanting to box.
Bro, boxing is easily the hardest workout ever.
I've been wanting to. I'd say for me, it's either running or dancing.
Dancing, same, and tennis.
That's probably the sauna. I think we work out now.
No.
What kind of, you sweat it out?
Yeah, that's like a.
What is that like?
That would be like active or not? That's not even active like recovery. That's just recovery.
Really, I feel like sauna could be a workout.
Nah, bro.
Fine, then nothing.
Oh my god.
No gym, really gym.
DJing.
I guess like we work out. Work out your arms. Or raving. That's what we work
out to. Wow, this is weird that this question's on here.
What was your best subject in school? What was your best subject in school? I want to say the arts, probably film and dance. That's what I was best at.
AP Spanish.
PE.
Any math subject.
What was your worst subject in school? Oh, you spoke of this. Religion and math.
Math.
English.
English.
Best advice you've ever received. Probably just be yourself. Be yourself.
Mine would have to be happiness is based on circumstances around you. Joy is based on Jesus.
Mine is hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard.
Believe in yourself.
That was so cute. Believe in yourself.
Do it.
What is your dream job? I think I would just say whatever God wills me to do.
Me, it's honestly anything that has to do with art, just being an artist.
My dream job would be acting.
Well, mine was a baseball player, but now, might be like a doctor or something. Nah, probably just this. So
DJ.
Yeah, DJ.
I see Seb like a DJ. Favorite person? My mom.
My sister.
Jack. If you guys didn't know who Jack is, go check out his content.
I'm a fan.
I think I would say probably my best friend, my girl, Ashley. All
right, guys. Well, that is a wrap of the 8th episode of Owl 2 Owls podcast. See you guys next week. Please make sure to subscribe. You know, catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you watch your podcast on, and follow our social medias.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.